And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here at Fish next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have the man. We grabbed him out of the sky, and he's right here. Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, is here to tell us some tall tales of some big bluefin. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, if the next 2 hours is anything like the first 15 minutes of BSing with Tom about all this big fish going, man, we're in for a great show today, buddy.
Yeah, indeed. There's a lot to talk about.
Right?
The SAC spotter pain pilot, the Tom Green. Good morning.
Good morning. Tom. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Great to
have
you.
Hey, I do take a little bit of, you said tall tales. These are not tall tales.
Yeah.
This is nothing. Yeah. The only thing that's kept me from becoming a really good fisherman is that I can't lie.
Well, what I meant by tall tales is it's from the sky.
Oh, okay. I'll accept that.
So, and that's where you work, right? You always talk about catching fish, and I go, "Oh, you're running a boat?" And he goes, "No. I'm flying."
Yeah, no, for the last 48 years, I've been fishing from the air pretty much exclusively. Matter of fact, the last time I was on a boat, it was with you. And I don't know how many years ago that was.
Yeah, a couple of years. Yeah, for sure. So tell us exactly what you do, I mean, for these 46 years.
Yeah.
Well, for my main job, I started out spotting swordfish, harpooning. For some of the local greats, it was... I've worked with Tim Hauser, my first fish spotting gig, and then I worked with Bud Sears, who is one of the most well-renowned.
These are for harpoon swordfish.
For harpoon swordfish, yeah. And then after that, I started working for the purse seiners out of San Pedro, all the wet fishery. But when we fished that, we fished anchovies, sardines, mackerel, bonita, yellowfin, bluefin. We fished it all for them. And that was really when my real job really started.
Okay. Yeah. And so and what you do is you spot for the bluefin tuna pens that
Now I spot for my main job is spotting for the bluefin fishery in Mexico.
In Mexico.
Yes.
And which pens are yours? The ones down in Ensenada?
We have pens in Ensenada, but our main pens are here in Coronado.
Okay, so those are your pens.
Yeah, we are the largest fish farm in the world.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
And what happens to this fish once you? So why don't you do this? Take us, because a lot of people don't understand what this is. So take us through the whole procedure of what, from start to finish,
I'm fascinated,
catching the fish and then going to market.
Well, once we have the fish netted, they never come out of the water. They pull up the travel pins alongside the purse seine.
Mm-hmm.
The fish swim out of the purse seine into the travel pins, and then they tow them into the farm.
Slowly.
Right. No, they can only go one knot. And if the current's going two knots, you're backing up.
Wow.
24 miles a day.
No kidding.
So they actually watch the currents really careful, and if they have a better current 20 miles outside them, they pay attention to where the currents are the best for them to travel with.
Wow.
Oh yeah, no,
wow.
No, it's not just throwing them in and towing them.
Yeah, sure.
And then once they get to the farm, they start feeding them sardines, and really, they're not really there to grow the fish out.
So let me ask a quick question. There's a net that you use to catch them, and then a net that you use to tow them. You link those two nets together. They swim from one into the other.
Right.
Is the net that you then tow them in the net they're going to stay in, or is there yet another net that is the quote-unquote farm?
Well, once they get to the farm, they'll use the travel pins, but they break them up into smaller pins so they have more room to swim, and they do so much better.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So, and then once that, really, they aren't really there to grow the fish out. They're just getting them conditioned, getting them with the right fat content and all that.
So they're not really increasing in size a lot.
Well, they will, depending on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if they really need a lot of fish, and as soon as the fish get ready to harvest, you know, but if the market is, that's one of the greatest things about the pen fishery, is that if the market gets flooded from somebody catching them and they don't have the ability to do what we do, then they just don't harvest that week.
Uh-huh.
And then when the demand comes up a little bit more, they'll start harvesting, and they can control their income, you know.
Yeah.
They can control the dollars.
And it's pretty interesting the way they harvest, too. It's all by hand, right?
It's all by hand.
Yeah.
They put divers in the net, and they pick them out one at a time.
One at a time. Yeah. Do they look for specific sizes
well,
for the market?
Well, the whole pen, they try, when they put the fish in the pens, they try to put them by a year class.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all the fish in this pen are the same size. So once they get them into harvest, they'll cut out maybe 20 fish. And then they'll clean that out and clean those, you know, harvest those fish. And then they'll get another 20, 30 fish in a little crowder, like you guys, when they crowd the fish for your baits.
Yeah.
You know. And then
It's got 150 or 200-pound tunas in it.
Yeah. You know, when we first started, we used to catch a lot of 30-pounders.
Okay.
And that was real easy for the divers.
Now
it's tough, you know.
Yeah.
You know, our average fish this year was like 80 kilos. 160-pound fish was our average.
That was average.
We caught some well over 300-pound fish this year, but our average was about 80 kilos.
Wow.
So how long is the typical bluefin going to stay in the pen?
They don't like to keep them any more than, never more than a year. But, you know, I don't want to give you bum dope because I'm not on that end of the fishery, but they don't like to keep them. They don't want to keep them any longer than they have to.
Sure.
Because it costs them money while they're in the pen. They got to go feed them. You know, when they first come in, they're eating almost 10% of their body weight a day in sardines.
Wow.
I mean, just until they get them going, and then they cut that way back.
But they're trying to fatten them up, is what
they're
increasing the fat content.
Right, exactly.
Because that's what the market
I don't know if you guys have ever, I know you have eaten some of the fish from the farm.
Oh, yeah.
You take them out and cut it with your knife and look at the knife, and it's white.
Yeah.
It's
pretty amazing.
Oh, and it just melts in your mouth. It's the best tuna in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll put our Mexican tuna as good as anybody in the world.
Yeah. I was fortunate last year, thanks to your boss, Ted Dunn, to visit the Toyosu Fish Market. We actually, on our YouTube page, have a a video of that visit that we had, and your guy over there took us on an incredible tour on the floor, on the auction floor, and showed us, you know, your tuna there, and then the tunas, like the tuna from the Northern Islands, he called it, Nova Scotia and
right.
stuff like that, and it's just amazing how they grade the fish, and then you can really see how when they cut the cross sections out, the fat content
right,
of the different
right.
fish. It's a fascinating process. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working with Ted for the last 20 years, and he's done so much to innovate this industry. It's amazing the things that he's done with this industry. It's really cool to work with somebody that way.
Yeah. No, he still runs the boat, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the whole infrastructure, it's such a huge infrastructure when we're fishing. We've got we always have two fishing boats, and sometimes we have three guys that are actually netting the fish. But then we'll have 20 tow boats.
Wow.
And then and supply boats. I mean, the infrastructure is insane.
I mean, I just can't fathom keeping track of the personnel and the thing. I mean, think about that. 20 support boats, three big boats, the planes, the people ready
fishing
to wrangle,
bait.
The people to go in the water, the people to run the nets, the people to run the boat. It's like, there's so many moving parts to that, I cannot imagine.
You know, and the fishing boats, they're fast. If I find fish 100 miles away, they can be there in 8 hours.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, no, they're 12, 14-knot boats. But the tow boats are 5, 6-knot boats
yeah.
because they break they take the nets out of the pen, put the nets on the boat, and then they collapse the corks, and then they can go 5 or 6 knots. I mean, that's still...
Okay.
But
that's
in order to get them there and the tow boats there at the same time, I mean, it's amazing. It's quite a jigsaw.
That's so cool.
No,
yeah.
no, it's
so,
fun.
So how long, once you, the purseine, the fish, sometimes you'll have to wait several hours for the pen to get there?
We've had to wait as long as a day. Like mm-hmm. when we very first start fishing, and if I do find
sure.
a fish a long ways away, we've waited as long as a day.
Just leave it
24 hours.
There,
yeah,
and
they just, they hold the pin nice and, I mean, not the pin, but the purse seine. They've got skiffs out and holding it out nice and square. And so it's just what we call a swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
And the fish just are sitting there like looking in your bait tank.
Yeah.
Except it'll be 200 tons of big bluefin.
So, yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll be able to get some. You've been showing us some pictures, and I'll try and get some pictures from you that we can post on Instagram and Facebook page. But when you see a school, how do you relate that to the boat?
Yeah, I mean, right.
How do you set them up?
Well, in the old days, the airplane did all the spotting. From once you saw the school, when the boat got there, we would actually set the nets. We'd tell them when to drop the skiff and drive the net around the fish. Or,
so you're like calling everything.
Yeah.
Keep coming left,
but
keep
now,
straight.
They've made it so easy on me. All the tuna boats now have the helicopters.
Oh.
So all I have to do is find the fish. My job is, I mean...
Yeah.
You
so
know,
you find the fish, put them on it, then the helicopter
right.
sets the net.
Right. Yeah. And then... Once they set the net, they're out of business at least for 3-4 hours. Because
okay.
by the time they get squared away, then they get the tow pins to build their net, and then they tow it alongside and then transfer the fish. And I always, always try to make sure there's a school waiting for them as soon as they get that skiff back on the boat. Because, you know, we want...
Time is money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We want if we can set... In the old days, when we first started, if we set once a day, thought we were doing good. And again, this is due to Ted. Now we can set as many times as 3 times in one day. And, I mean, and that's huge when you think about it.
Yeah. So this year, earlier in the year, you called us and said we're done.
That was the coolest phone call.
Yeah.
I still talk about it every day.
Yeah. And how much biomass of bluefin tuna you saw? Take us through that.
That was January,
January,
right?
Yeah.
Well,
we
finished February. I think the boat was tied up at the dock February 12th.
Okay. Wow.
The boat left the dock January 17th.
Jeez.
So, and it's wintertime.
So
we had to deal with weather.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 3 weeks. And we had to deal. The very first day, Ted got there. Both boats set. They both got very good schools. But Ted's boat ripped the net. They had to go in. They were tied up to the dock for 2.5 days.
Oh.
And we still ended up finishing up. I told Ted, I says, Ted, don't worry. You're going to be home by your birthday. He says, oh, yeah, right. He was home by his birthday.
Wow. So is it just there was just more fish this year?
Well, you know, every year I know I sound like a broken record, but every year it has been better. For the last, I've been fishing out of Mexico for 20 years. Once we got the value-added thing done in Mexico, where you couldn't fish the bluefin for the cannery, so we didn't get the whole fleet come up and work over the bluefin fishery. Every year it has gotten better and better and better. Well, think about it in these terms. If we catch a 40-pound fish, it takes, 50 fish to a ton. Okay, today we're catching 160-pound fish, so that's 12 fish to the ton. So we're, to finish our season for our quota, we're catching hardly anything, a fraction of what we used to catch in numbers. Well, all that fish is still here. This area is the nursery. Mm-hmm. When I say the nursery, they're not born here, but they come over here as a small fish. They come over here anywhere from, I've seen them 5-pounders, but usually 10, 15-pounders, you'll see them. And then they stay here until they get huge, and then they go back to the Sea of Japan to spawn. So this is where they grow up, and this is their juvenile years.
Yeah.
And
so juvenile, that's 300-pounder.
Yeah, just a little, little 300. Yeah.
The last, I was telling Pete and Rick before the show started, the last day we fished, the very last day we fished, I saw one school 6 miles long.
Come on.
One school.
Now, it was scattered out, and we wouldn't have been able to work it because the fish were all spread out. But it was a river of fish 6 miles long. I got on the front end of it with my GPS. I went to the other end because I couldn't believe it. And it was a little over 6 miles long. Now, the fish were 20 feet apart, every fish. So I started figuring it out, and every one of them was an 80-kilo fish. They were all the
160
same. 160-pounders, all of them the same size.
Wow.
Is
that pretty typical that you see in size classes in a school?
Oh, they will usually stay segregated.
Huh.
Now, every now and then you'll get a little mixture, but in the big scheme of things, and I mean, you can never say always in fishing.
Sure.
You guys know that.
Right.
But normally, they will stay segregated.
So we have quite a bit of yellowfin around right now. Can you tell the difference between a school of bluefin and yellowfin from the air?
You know, you can get a good idea, but you can always be fooled.
Uh-huh.
But you can, the yellowfin active, at nighttime, you can tell the difference between every species. It's so easy to tell the difference between species at nighttime because every fish acts different.
You're kidding.
No. Yellowfin and bluefin, everything. There's never any question. When you come on a school of fish at nighttime, that's anchovies, that's sardines, that's blue mackerel, that's Spanish mackerel. Oh, look, there's squid. No,
really? Wait a minute, you're flying at night?
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't had to for the last few years, but when I fished for the San Pedro fleet, over a third of my time every year was nighttime. I probably got close to 10,000 hours nighttime.
How does that work?
Yeah, exactly.
It works really good, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No, but you fish a phosphorescence.
Oh, okay.
So when you
see the glow.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you hit the bonita with a light, it looks like an atom bomb went off. They just explode.
Okay.
You know, blue mackerel act different than a sardine. Yellowfin and bluefin, huge difference between the two.
So you'll from the air, you'll hit them with a spotlight?
Oh, yeah. And that tells the story.
That way you can see what it is.
At night, when I used to fish for the Pedro Saners, we'd fish a lot of anchovies, you know, for the protein and fertilizer and all that.
Uh-huh.
I'd come on a school of anchovies. It would be 2 miles long. 100 yards across. The boat would go on top, be marking 20 fathoms of fish.
Wow.
I would take off at 1 o'clock in the morning. I had 10 boats. I'd have them all filled by 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd be landing just about the time the sun came up, and every boat would have 100 tons.
Wow.
And you wouldn't even be touching.
Jeez.
You'd just take a little tiny corner out of that school. No, it's insane.
That's well, awesome. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you.
Yeah, if that wasn't a warm-up, I don't know what is, man. We're going to have a great time today. We want to have you join us, man. If you've got questions, we would love to have you on the show this morning. The best way to be a part of Let's Talk Hookups is to give us a call at 833 833- 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. And if talking story and having fun questions with Tom the Sax Potter Pilot wasn't enough, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And that's a full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing with Captain Taro and the crew. Going to be a great time. And, boy, crossing our fingers, sounds like next week we're going fishing, and we are ready for it. Again, 833-288-0973. That's the number. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time today is going to be, man. I'm so into this.
Tom, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do, buddy.
I'll listen.
Tom was going, what are we going to talk about? I go, we're going to talk about fishing.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
We have plenty to talk about this morning.
You can keep this 2 hours full of just my questions.
Yeah. Tony Reyes, of course, those poor guys down there in Mexico have been out of work for a long time. And, of course, our friends down at Cedros Sport Fishing, too, same thing. Well, the Tony Reyes Group has put together a GoFundMe page for the guys down there. So if you go to GoFundMe and search for Tony Reyes, help those guys. And if you go on the Tony Reyes trips and you want to help those guys out, go to the GoFundMe and help those guys out.
Great idea,
for
that
sure.
Is.
Yeah.
No, really, they really rely on us a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of which, of course, you started with Adrian, Cedro Sport Fishing. Ricky and I were fortunate to go down there in the early days before there was even a lodge. And you said, come on down to this fire. Wait, well, what?
I remember that. I remember Tom saying, like, I think we got something here. We want you guys to come check it out and see what you think.
Yeah.
And that was like the test trip.
Yeah, no, that's right.
It was so cool.
Oh, my God. It was after that, it was like, oh yeah, you got something.
Yeah.
every day. Adrian and I would land in there. I would look down and I would look at those big schools of big yellowtail. And I told Adrian, I said, Adrian, there's a business here. This will work.
Yeah.
And so we got my brother-in-law, Jeff, and he got a group together. We had them come down, and then we called you guys up and said, you guys got to come down and check this out.
No, that was cool.
Yeah.
And look where you are now with Adrian and such like that.
Adrian has done such a absolute wonderful job. Oh, yeah, no, that I was just going to mention that.
Yeah.
With Rosie there, that has really helped a lot. But Adrian, you know, he's put his – every time we make $2 down there, he puts $1.75. I mean, he fishes the bluefin with me. Any money he makes, he's poured in. He hasn't hardly taken any money out of that lodge yet. I mean, he just – every time you go down there, there's something new there that they've done and something, oh, we're going to do this better. He doesn't know when to say when, and they do. They have with Rosie and Patrick and Adrian. They've really put a great package together.
Yeah,
they
hope
really
we get
have.
Down there soon.
Oh,
right?
I know, and he's got such a great crew down there. I love every one of them down there. They're just all great people.
Yeah, we're still standing by, and hopefully it'll happen.
Oh yeah, no,
soon.
We got our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool story too. So it came about that because you guys were stationed, like that's how you found Cedars. You were landing every day, like that was kind of your home base while you were fishing tuna, right?
Yeah, when we very first started fishing down there, I started fishing 20 years ago, and in Mexico, and we were working out of Loreto, and it was such a long flight. There was nowhere in between, and then we started working out of Guerrero Negro, and that's kind of a pain. So we decided we'd try Cedars. We got some fuel laid in there. Now, you guys have got it so good now. The roads are paved. It's a nice place to stay. You guys can't imagine how it was for Adrian and I.
Ago?
Oh, 20 years ago. Adrian and I were riding in the back of the truck to the airport every day with barrels of fuel to pump the gas to get to go every day. A 10-hour day in the airplane involved 12 hours a day taking care of stuff, getting ready to go.
Wow.
Oh, it's
wow. Well, wait a minute.
Amazing.
10 hours
well,
a day?
Well, so it turned into, an average day is 10 hours.
You're flying for 10 hours?
10 hours.
How much fuel do you carry?
In Mexico, they tell me that I'm flying in a bomba.
A bomba.
Yeah, no, I carry 94 gallons of fuel in the airplane.
94 gallons. And that'll keep you in the air for 10 hours.
Oh, I've got 12 hours of fuel if need.
Wow. I mean that, don't get me wrong, I know what 90 gallons look like. That's a ton of fuel, but that's actually better than I would have guessed. I mean, I just wouldn't have thought 10 hours of operation on that.
Well, when we're in an area
machine,
and the thing is, once we find the fish, we pull the power way back and we're not doing 110.
Oh,
we'll pull the power back and we're only doing 80 miles. It's like idling around all day long in your car. So, yeah, and you're really conscious about that. Now, when you're looking for fish, you keep it, you know, the power up. You want to cover a lot of territory. But
what kind of plane?
I've got a Cessna 172.
172, so pretty efficient.
Yeah, it's a good platform for that fishery.
Yeah.
It's a very good platform for the fishery.
We literally got to start taking phone calls because I'm going to eat up the entire 2 hours and not let a single person get in here.
Well, then you'll get the prize.
Yeah. Exactly. I want to go fish down the Liberty.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's jump into it. Right?
You got it, man. Well, again, if you want to get your chance to get through, if I give you a word in edgewise, 833-288-0973 going to be a great morning. Let's start it off this morning with Paul. He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Tom. Oh, this is awesome information.
Yes, it is.
It is. Tom, I have several questions. I've been sitting here listening. But the main question is, How did you get the job?
The way I started was I was working on a harpoon boat. And every time...
Harpoon swordfish.
Yeah, swordfish boat. Harpoon swordfish boat. And every time the airplane left, my job started. And I love fishing. My whole life growing up, I was either hunting or fishing. And so I thought I had the best job, fishing on a boat. But then I got to looking, and that guy in the airplane looked like he had a better job than I did. Got in on all the fun.
Yeah.
Didn't have to stay out 30 days at a time with looking at three other guys. And so I thought, you know what, that's what I'm going to do. So I got my license that off season, and the very first day I got my license, I went and I spotted four swordfish, and we caught three of them.
Wow.
That was my very first day in the airplane after I got my license.
Well, being on the boat, you probably had an eye for it, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I was a mast man on the boat.
Oh, okay.
So you spent a lot of time in the binos, and you burned your eyeballs looking for them, so you knew what they looked like from the mast. So.
And the desire. You know, it's just like everybody's.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the fishing fever. I've got the fishing fever. I mean, I never wake up, never in my life have I ever woke up and said, oh, my God, I've got to go to work.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's like Christmas morning every morning.
Well, you were flying yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that sense of competition that I think is the driver. Like, mm-hmm. we joke about that on our boat all the time. Like, I want to be the guy to say, I got one. I got one over here. Yeah. So much more than I want Neil to say it or Brandon to say it. Like, I want to be the guy.
Yeah.
I want to be the guy. Like, okay, I got one right here. Like,
And for us, it was always important for me, for all the other boats, to see the sterns of my boats going home.
Yeah.
I want my boats to be full before anybody else's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a competition. That's what it is.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. So what did you see yesterday?
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. It was very windy by the time I got out. The weather wasn't the best, and it took me a while to get out. And then they didn't really let me go. You know, I have to put up with the Navy and this and that. I couldn't really go where I wanted to go. And it was pretty solid white, so I didn't want to waste the time and...
Yeah.
Burn up the fuel for nothing.
Yeah. So, but you're going back today.
Yeah.
Today
I should have good weather.
Better.
Yeah. I've got a better window, and I've already got it set up with the Navy where I can go look where I want to look. And
explain that. Set up with the Navy.
Well, you know, every now and then they'll close certain areas because they've got operations going on and this and that, and they won't allow us in. So, but if you usually they'll work with you pretty good. They'll let you work on, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's good. So, and you're mainly going out now to spot fish for the Sportfish Association of California boats.
Yeah, for SAC, for Ken Frankie. Ken is, I know he's been working so hard trying to get the guys back out on the water. It's just, this whole deal is insane, and I can't wait for the people's got to have it. I mean, we all have the fever.
Yeah.
And not being able to go has got to be, you know. I can't wait.
It's not
this.
Right.
No,
it's
it
almost
isn't.
Criminal.
No, it is.
Yeah.
You're
100%
right.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully this is the week.
Yeah.
That's the plan anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I sound like a broken record saying that, you know, that it sure feels like it, but I mean it does. I think we've gone through all the steps and we're just waiting for that last little piece to be ticked off, and it just drives me a little bit crazy knowing that the last thing we need to do is wait for the health officer. And I think the reason it drives me so crazy is I got to watch firsthand, you know, from inside the tackle store, all of the hoops that our boats and our landings have gone through, you know, to make sure we're compliant. And that was the first thing that we did. I mean, just as far as the distancing practices and the sanitation practices and all the plans and all the training that everybody's gone through, like, we did that so early on in the game so that this wouldn't be the hang-up, and yet here we are. We're just waiting for them to say, oh, yeah, no, you guys did take care of business right away.
Yeah.
You know, go fishing, and we're just waiting on that. You know,
yeah.
So it's just we're ready.
So
we're
ready. When the boats go, which hopefully is this week, you're going to help put the guys on where the meat of the fish.
Absolutely. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go out and try to make sure we get an idea where the main body is.
Okay. Great. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump back.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. How about next up we talk to Hills? Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. What an exciting show so far. Incredible. I wanted to ask Tom about swordfish. One of the premier swordfish plank fishermen in Ventura is Bill Sutton, and word from him is when swordfish move up And I think he's implying that they tend to sort of move down into Mexico and then come back up. Is you start seeing them around here, Channel Islands, around June. Is that kind of how it works, Tom?
Well, yeah, he's exactly right. I fished with Billy up in Alaska for several years. He used to fish up in the Bristol Bay area. But what you really got to watch, it's just like anything. It's not the month as much as it is the temperatures. We all know that. I mean, in years past, when I very first started fishing for the fleet out of San Pedro, we would never even think to look for tuna. Maybe middle of June, but it was not uncommon for us to not start until July. Mm-hmm. And now, my gosh, we're catching. I'm done in February. That, what's wrong with this picture? I mean, when we quit, they were reporting bluefin off of Newport.
Wow.
So I mean, it's all about the temperatures.
The temperatures.
Yeah, the temperatures. It's all about. I mean, it's their home.
It's different conditions.
Yeah,
they don't have
home.
A calendar. They
no,
just
that's
know
right.
Condition and food.
Right.
You know, and if you got those two things, they're going to be that
exactly.
Happy.
Yeah. And even if they got that, if it's time for them to move and they'll go somewhere.
Right.
I mean, it's.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
This is a good cycle we're in right
ooh,
now.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. Time to go fishing.
Yeah.
Hey, Hales, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Okay, you lightly brushed over. I used to fly in Bristol Bay.
Yeah.
Come on. Wait
right?
a minute.
Yeah.
So this is like the sockeye craziness that goes
oh,
on up there? You used to do that?
I did that, and I did that for 4 or 5 years, and it was exciting fishery. It really was. It was an insane fishery, though. There were 480 boats under us.
Wow.
How many
60
planes?
Airplanes in
come
the air.
On.
60 airplanes.
60 airplanes in the air. It was a nightmare. We used to have a deal called Free Week up there, and it was really before the fishing season got started.
Okay.
And the boats could go out and test their gear. The you'd have a little bit of sockeye coming in, but not a lot, but there'd be just a sprinkle, but the boats could go out and check out their hydraulics and make sure everything was working. And so they called it Free Week. I got there early one year, and 5 or 6 of the guys that I fished for were going out, and they said, Tom, we're going to go out. You want to come out? I said, yeah, I'll come out and see if I can find a line of fish for you. So my wife was with me. I said, listen, you want to go for a ride? We'll just go out and fly for a couple hours for these guys. They're just checking their gear. And she goes, sure. So we get out there, and there's maybe 50 or 60 boats out there checking their gear and 7 or 8 airplanes in the air. And I had a big stack of radios on the right side, so my wife was sitting in the back seat. And I'm looking, and I'm putting the guys on some fish. We're actually seeing some fish, and Jan taps me on the shoulder, and she goes, take me back. I said, what? She goes, take me back. I said, are you okay? She goes, sure, I'm okay. She goes, but there's no use both of us getting killed. and nobody was there.
Wow. It's just because it's such mayhem in the air.
Oh, yeah.
How did you coordinate that?
I
can't imagine.
It looked like a beehive. And you were flying with they had helicopters. They had airplanes that were doing 130. They had airplanes that were doing 60. Oh, no, it was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. You know, they outlawed the airplane. And I love the fishery. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that fishery. But I was never so happy when they outlawed. That was good money. It was a 6-week fishery. It was great money.
Yeah.
But it gave me an excuse not to go.
Exactly.
Because if I didn't have that excuse.
You weren't the one to quit.
No.
Yeah.
But if it were me, I would want to go up there because I like the action.
Yeah.
But it was a good
thing.
Was
it because of safety?
No, I'll tell you about it later. But that's what they said.
That's another story.
That's another story. But that's what they said.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, let's jump back in the phones.
You
right?
got it, man. All right, how about next up we talk to John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I have a question for Tom. Why is it the bluefin spawn in Japan, and what time of the year do they spawn?
I don't know what time of year they spawn, and I don't know why they do, but that's what they do. If you figure it out, you let me know, and we'll do.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll
but
do
they
something
cross
together.
The ocean.
Yeah, it's just like why do the salmon go back up the river to spawn? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nature.
Nature's
yeah,
miracles.
It's yeah, exactly. Why do the geese fly south for the winter, north, yeah. You know?
I think all of us, you know, I mean, myself certainly included, we feel like, you know, a 100-pounder and then a 200-pounder and then a 300-pounder is such a giant fish that there's no way they're not that big and spawning over here. But the reality is, like, that's still the beginning, you know, or maybe not the beginning, but it's certainly not the end of their life cycle.
They're just getting
to size.
Right, yeah, no. Bluefin won't spawn until they've got to be over 250, 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. That's when they start, and so that's when they decide to go home, yeah.
And that's why we're not seeing fish too many fish over 300.
Exactly, because they're headed home.
They're starting to go back there.
Yeah.
And then what happens after that?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I showed you the picture of the ones we caught in the 80s, and why were they here?
How big were those fish?
We had some that was well over 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds. Yeah, and that was up Santa Rosa Island.
Yeah, that was off Santa Rosa, Santa Cruz Island.
Yeah,
up there.
Yeah. You told me you got, with two fish, you filled your quota of one ton, right?
We had three fish, and we had a ton. We had four fish. We had two ton in
two
one
tons.
Set.
In one set, with four fish.
With four fish.
Wow.
Now, did the gear need to change at all? I mean, obviously, you know, when you're used to wrapping fish that are, like you had said, you know, 40 or 50 pounders, and now you're talking about 1,000 pounders, does the gear need to change? Or?
You know, when we were fishing those big fish, we were fishing them with mackerel nets. Mm-hmm. And it was all nighttime fishing. And you'd make a set on a 15-ton school. And you'd... Normally, you don't see this, but with them, at nighttime, you'd see where one would have his nose on the net, and you'd see a big, you know, the blue from the phosphorescence in the water, and all of a sudden, he'd punch through the net. Oh, yeah.
No.
Those guys had, I mean, once they got their noses, it was amazing. I mean, that's a big propeller.
Yeah, that's true. You got a propeller the size of a table. It's going to move some water.
Exactly.
No kidding.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going for you. When we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Great gear from Shimano, and Talica is the weapon.
Oh, man.
Whether it's a 40 pound bluefin or a 300 pound bluefin, there's a size for you.
You got that right, man. From fly lining live baits with tack 8s and 10s to the standard, my favorite reel of all times, the Talica 12, 16 size, where you can cast a sardine no problem, but still take a 150 pounder. Going up from there, the 20s and 25s are just the absolute machines. Very capable of that 100 to 200 pound fish. And then when it comes to the ultimate power, as you know, as you put to work on field research the other day, there's nothing like TAC 50.
No, Talica 50 is just a workhorse.
Yeah.
And it can land that big fish. But the whole Talica line is something that you should have in your arsenal, from something that can handle 40, 50 pound test all the way up to 200 pounds. It's Talica at your local Shimano dealer.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. We're going to talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley, is going to be joining us today. That catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Bring your private boat catch to the Fisherman's Processing and give it the treatment that it deserves. Drop off your fish between 8 and noon. You catch, they'll process. Let the experts fillet and vacuum pack your fish into table-ready portions. Fish Pros, the market is open for fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their great spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. And don't miss that brand new pokey sauce and pokey mix combo.
The best.
So good and so easy. So I can't stress that enough. Open a table-ready bag, cut it into cubes, drop in your dry, drop in your sauce, mix it up, and you are having straight, like Pete was saying. Pokey. I don't know if you can buy it better than restaurant quality the way you're going to make it. So killer. See them at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley. Dana Orr, Sport Fishing's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, great, excellent. Great. Of course, great to have you back in the lineup here, Brian.
You know, we're stoked to be back on the water, and we're pulling hard for the guys below us here to be out here ASAP too. So we're we're all in it together. We're hoping it happens this week. Like, we're all got our fingers crossed for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Big time.
Yeah.
So hey, here for us, it's been pretty good. Kind of a mixed bag kind of a deal for us right now. You know, our three-quarter day stuff. We're looking for some of that. There's been some barracuda roaming around above us and below us, so we've been spending some time looking for some of that on our three-quarter day trips. And then if that hasn't panned out for us here quite yet, so then we've been getting set up and over some hard bottom, that deeper water, 40 fathom, 50 fathom down below here, and catching on some rockfish. It's been pretty good a few days this week. Some good bags of mixed rockfish, whitefish, things like that on the three-quarter day trips. Guys fishing that cold sniper jig, catching some nice reds and groupers and things like that. So that's kind of what we've been doing on our three-quarter day trips right now. On the half-day scene, you know, it was a little slow at the beginning of the week, but gosh, like a light switch here in the last 2 days, you know, the water got warm. It warmed up here a little bit. Like this morning, looking at my 10K, 67 here in front of our harbor. It was 55 midweek, you know, got cold. But as soon as it got to that magic 60s there, you know, the bass started to bite a little bit. You know, they're all in their kind of pre-spawn mode. So it's been fun. We've got some real nice anchovy for bait. Right now with some mixed sardines, so you can put two and two together there. That has certainly kicked up our bass catching, which has been, you know, a welcome sight for sure on our half-day stuff. And then the Fury, he's been over at the island there. He's been taking advantage of some of that really good yellowtail fishing that's going on over there, both the flyline sardine catching fish and plenty on the surface iron. And it's been kind of a mixed grade of fish for him. He's had some fish in like that 5 to 12 pound range, and then there's been that bigger stuff like the 15 to 25 kind of in the mix too. So it's all that fish has all been kind of mixed together in there, and he's had some very good bass fishing over there. Unfortunately, he had to stay at the dock last night for today. That weather is definitely up on the outside there today, so they're tied to the dock, but Marcus is looking to get back after it here as soon as he can. So that's kind of it for us. Of course, we're running with limited capacity with this whole thing going on, so reservations are, and they're more important now than they probably have ever been at any time ever. So call the office and make your reservations. We'd love to get you out on a trip with us. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawarp.com. And we're actually out here this morning on the Sun Fun, seeing if we can catch a halibut. We got our halibut derby fish off going on this morning. So we're actually trying to catch some mackerel for the tank right now. We've got guys jiggling up some mackerel for bait. So
I like it, Woolley. We'll get after it, man. We'll be excited to hear the results next week, and Hopefully you guys land a couple of big doormats. Good luck, and we appreciate a great report. Glad to hear you guys are fishing, catching fish. We'll hope this weather settles down and you get right back to the outside and get back on those yellows.
We hope so, too. Thanks, guys, for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks. Really appreciate that very much. I'm excited, man. Like, I love this fishing. I love to hear that the boys are back. Love to hear that things are
getting
coming
back
soon
on the water.
This end. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so. Well, while we're waiting for Gundy, that's our catch report for right now.
Temporarily wrap up our report. Look forward to hearing a little surf report a little later on. But the phones are packed. If you want to get through, give us a call, 833-288-0973.
All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Steve in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Wow. What a story. I can never understood the details of fish spotting from a plane. My first question is, can I troll from your plane?
Yeah, but it'd be hard to gaff.
I'll just drown them. Listen, have any of you read the column by Bryce Miller in the San Diego Union Tribune on June the 5th?
Yeah, actually, today in today's front page of the sports section, Bryce Miller did a very nice article on get the sport fishing community back on the water, for sure. So thanks to Bryce for bringing that to the front here, talking to Frank and talking to other people in the industry. Just, very well done.
Yeah, he did a great job. I didn't enjoy reading it because of what it was about, but I sure enjoyed putting together and putting spotlight on it. Bryce did a great job.
I guess we might
have lost Goldie there. All right, well, let's jump back into the phones. Let's talk to Dave. Or, Mark from Lakeside. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, how do I get on that plane and just fly around and look at fish with Tom there?
Yeah, you're getting a line.
Your spot's right behind mine.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I don't even like going with me.
Yeah, that'd be the trip of a lifetime. So, any sign of albacore?
I wish. You know, and every year we normally see some, but I have seen zero albacore for the last 3-4 years in a row, which is just so unusual.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we have this huge volume of bluefin around.
Right? Oh, yeah, no, it certainly enough to keep you busy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it's water conditions, right?
Like that's it. It's like just every cyclical. Everything is cyclical.
Yeah. It could be gone next year, so we better take advantage of it.
Yeah, you better believe it. Yeah.
Will that albacore, you know, in the years that it is around, does it show just like all the other tuna show? I mean, does it stay deeper? Or is it more on the surface?
You know what? It's a little more shy. Okay. I mean, I've had some big days on albacore, and there's years that you see them, but for the most part, their schools aren't big enough. They're smaller schools, and they are. They're very shy. We just don't see them like we do the yellowfin and the skipjack and bluefin.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's continue our catch report. The surf guru himself is standing by, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Morning,
Gundy. Excellent.
I got so many fish in the mix here, trying to get my report all straight.
Yeah, it's that time of year, right?
Oh, man. From sharks to, we had some seven gills and white sea bass, croakers, everything's in the mix. And I'll just get started here. Hook, line, sinker reported excellent fishing on all fronts. The grunion runs, and we've had a series of them now, and they've really shown, it's really perked up the bite in the shallows. The halibut bite's been really good up there. Goleta, East Beach, Graveyards, all kicking out fish. 4-inch grunion pattern swim baits and flash minnows have been the top baits. Several nice 7-gill sharks were taken off the Goleta pier, and then a 6-foot thresher shark was caught and released off the pier there. So that's a sign that bait's inside. That's a sign that bait's inside. Wiley's reported good fishing on the reef beaches. Lots of calico bass, Johnny bass, yellowfin croakers, sargo, sand bass, white sea bass, all in the mix. Most of those sea bass, are short, but still there's some, 28 to 35 inch fish. Every now and then you'll hang a kicker, so don't go too light on that. Swim baits have been the best bet there. Shrimp and squid are the top baits for the other species. Big Fish of Seal Beach reported good croaker action off the jetties, the Seal Beach jetties, 72nd place. The inlet there at Bolsa Chica has been really good. Mix of yellowfin croakers, 6-pound, 2-ounce spot fin was the top catch up there. And the halibut fishing has been good, too, off those jetties. And that inlet is a good place to look for a nice legal halibut. Catch them tackle there in Newport Beach. Said good corbina action off the street jetties. This is the first real kind of corbina bite. They checked in a 5-pound, 4-ounce corbina. That's a heck of a fish early season. And that's what the guys are telling me. Not a lot of bites. They're seeing the fish, but the ones they're hooking have been quality. A lot of 2-3-pound models in there. Rivers Jetty is also a hot spot there for the halibut. Hogan's reported good mixed bag fishing in and around the harbor. And this is something a lot of guys don't do, but they've been fishing at night under the full moon using swim baits, glow pattern swim baits, and taking a mix of real nice sand bass, some bay bass, yellowfin croaker. And like I said, the best bite has been under that moon. And some big spot fin were taken, too, along that stretch. A 5-pound, 1-ounce spot fin was taken off Calafia there on the long rod, and a lugworm. Mussels also working, and they're seeing plenty of corbina there in Capel Bay. And then finally down Pacific Coast, that 24-pound, 11-ounce or whatever, halibut ended up winning the Derby. I mean, we probably knew that. And they started the Croaker Derby here this month, and they've already posted a 5-pound fish. So, how many quality fish in there, Pete? And, you know, it's just going to get better. We're coming off the backside of the moon. We got the strong tide, so a good time to get out there. Very good fishing.
Awesome, man. Well, I love hearing that. Glad to hear that the summer kick has already started here and such good fishing up and down the beach. Gundy, appreciate such a complete report. You always do such a good job gathering so much information for all of us, and we'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
I love doing it. And, you know, a little side note, all the shops are telling me they're really busy. You know, a lot of folks with the current situation and the distancing and everything are really looking to sport fishing, you know, as a safe and equitable thing to do right now. So we're loving it, and we're getting lots of good reports.
I dig it, man. Gundy, great job. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys. Have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, another hour of your calls. Great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.